And joining us on the line right now, J. Christian Adams, president of the Public Interest Legal Foundation, a former election lawyer in the voting rights section of the U.S. Department of Justice. Want to talk to you about what happened yesterday at the White House with regard to a voter fraud commission. Also get your thoughts about the events of the week, given that you used to work at the Department of Justice. Good morning to you, Mr. Adams.
Good morning, Brian.
All right, so here we go. Yesterday, the president decides there's going to be a commission, and it's going to look into voter fraud. I mean, I'm sure that you're pretty pleased by this, right?
Well, of course, because there is voter fraud. I mean, you have North Carolina found 41 non-citizens cast ballots last year. Nevada has found non-citizens. The state of Ohio found 821 non-citizens registered to vote since 2003. These are the only ones that they've caught. So these are federal felonies. They aren't being prosecuted by the Justice Department and FBI under Loretta Lynch and James Comey. So there's a problem out there that needs to be addressed.
You know, the left, we know the Democrats are all about voter suppression, and that's why we can't have voter ID laws. And we know that Hillary Clinton has claimed that meddling in the election cost her the election. So they should be behind this, right? They should like this idea.
Yeah, this isn't their idea of meddling. They're worried about phantom Russian agents, but not the real voter fraud that's occurring, that's infiltrating our system. You know, in Virginia, we're finding non-citizens on the voter rolls there. We'll have a report shortly on that. But the problem is the Democrats have turned a blind eye to criminal voter fraud. Critics of people, critics of the president are essentially accessories after the fact. They don't want us to get the truth about what's happening in our elections.
This is going to be led by the vice president, who has had some success in trying to clean this up in the state of Indiana.
Well, Indiana had a real problem years ago, and they have started the process of removing deadwood from the voter rolls, occasionally prosecuting voter fraud. You know, it goes a long way to actually bring criminal cases against criminals. But when you have 8 years of inaction under the Obama, Holder, Lynch, Comey Justice Department, you're going to have more voter fraud. When you have a Maryland congressional candidate named Wendy Rosen, who is the Democrat nominee in the first Maryland congressional district, who voted twice for President Obama, which is a federal felony, in 2012, you're going to encourage more voter fraud if you don't prosecute people like that.
But why wouldn't the Democrats want people voting illegally to be prosecuted? They wouldn't make the assumption that criminals vote for Democrats, would they?
Yeah, Democrats have bought into sort of this hysteria that any prosecution of voter fraud is an attempt to suppress minority voters. That, you know, there was a billboard that was put up in Milwaukee a couple of years ago that said voter fraud is a felony. It's a fact, right? Voter fraud is a felony. But they viewed it as some Jim Crow-style effort to suppress minority votes. It's become a clown show on the Democrat side, their hysteria about voter fraud.
Well, I think assuming that minorities are more likely to commit a crime like that, that's pretty racist.
It is. You know, when minorities are more likely to be victims of voter fraud, which makes it even more racist, because in minority communities, you frequently see skullduggery directed at minorities. I did a case in the Justice Department where it was minorities who were the victims of the absentee ballot harvesters who came to their house and stole their vote. So that's the dirty little secret, is certain people benefit from the criminal enterprises in elections, and that's one of the reasons they don't want an investigation.
All right, let's turn to the other news of the week. We've talked about it quite a bit, but what's your take on the events at the FBI with the firing of Comey?
Well, you know, hypocrisy is not in short supply in this town. I mean, a few weeks ago, everybody was calling on Capitol Hill for Comey to be fired, and now Chuck Schumer, you'd think he has a memory of 24 hours. I mean, you know, these are people who will absolutely say anything and assume you don't remember what they said yesterday. They were calling for Comey to be fired. The president, under the law and the Constitution, has the power to do it. He could do it for any reason. And it just was a chaos surrounding the Hillary email investigations, which went nowhere because of politics. And it just got to be too much.
Are there any cases that you see the new FBI director going after that were not prosecuted under Comey?
Well, hopefully voter fraud. I mean, this was 8 years of inactivity, of non-citizens voting in our elections, double voting. I mean, there was a woman in Cincinnati named Meloise Richardson. You can Google her. She proudly said she voted for Obama six times. She was an election official. That's a federal felony. And instead of being prosecuted by this Justice Department, she was actually celebrated at an Al Sharpton rally. I mean, that's how nuts it's gotten. When you don't prosecute voter fraud like the Obama, Holder, Comey Justice Department did not, you get more voter fraud.
You know, one of the things that we sort of tried to explore yesterday in this story was that this idea that was being promulgated across this town, that if you took out the FBI director, that somehow it would thwart or have a chilling effect on any ongoing investigations. Now, you served at the Department of Justice. We have heard a number of people sort of knock that down. Not unimportantly, we've heard it from the acting FBI director said it's not true. What do you think about that? Would it have a chilling effect? Would it set an investigation back just because you fired the FBI director?
No, not at all. The government has its own inertia. The identity of the FBI director is not going to suddenly bring the FBI to a grinding halt. Those investigations are going to continue. They're usually going to be done by solid line investigators who don't care about politics, who care about the law instead. So that's a nonsense argument, but you know, there's been a lot of that in the last 48 hours from certain quarters in town.
Yeah, what other nonsense have you noted?
Well, look, I mean, this might be the first time that the Democrats have been concerned about Russian meddling in domestic affairs since 1917. I mean, this is a party that made fun of you for the last 57 years if you talked about Russian influence in America. You were a punchline, and suddenly they're in hysterics because they want to delegitimize the President of the United States and his election. That's all this is.
Now, after all of the dust settles here, who would you like to see sitting in that chair?
Well, it has to be a professional who has gotten their hands dirty doing criminal investigations. It can't be some politician or talking head. I mean, it's got to be somebody who restores faith in the institution, somebody who knows how to do criminal investigations, not just somebody who has appeared on TV and talked about them. It's really got to be a true line professional.
And you're not going to throw out a name?
Well, there's plenty of them out there. And, you know, it has to be somebody who knows the nuts and bolts of criminal investigations, not somebody who's
right.
Been, you know, just a guy who talks about it.
Talking head. Okay, listen, it's good to have you here. J. Christian Adams, always a pleasure, my friend.
Have a great weekend.
Take care, Mary.